You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It is time, of course, for us to focus on the stories you need to pay some attention to. And there's no bigger story, really, than the comeback of the ANC. They did much better, Fikile Mbalula says, than they would have had President Ramaphosa not been elected as the party leader at Nasrec 2 years ago. Well, we're joined by Panyaza Lesufi, who is, of course, the outgoing MEC for Education in Gauteng. And he's also the deputy chairperson of the party in this province. Panyaza, very good morning to you. You'll be wearing both hats, I'm afraid, this morning.
Good morning, everyone. I thought I'm wearing the one of education. Give it a try.
Well, it's kind of off, isn't it? It's kind of hanging. We'll come back to that one in a moment, but let's just start with the politics. You've got 37 seats as a party versus 36 in the hands of the opposition. You really can't afford a single misstep going forward, can you?
Both sides can't afford the miss, because remember, for them also to put a motion, it means all of them has been in one meeting. And, these are different parties, but you don't want to take that lightly. Our people have renewed our mandate, but they've also sent a message that they don't like some of the things that we're doing in the province. If you check that 250,000 people who voted for the ANC nationally in Gauteng didn't vote for the ANC in the province, it simply means that there are things that they feel that they're not doing right. And when we're doing our campaigning, we really picked up a very dangerous trend. That three things. One, housing. There are lots and lots and lots of dissatisfaction on the allocation, building, and the services to people that need houses. It's a huge thing. We just have to deal with it. And the second one is jobs. Gauteng, people come to Gauteng looking for jobs. So we need sustainable jobs. And I think the one that they've put up now, people feel that is not enough. And also, who do we employ? Do we employ on the basis of skill, talent, or do we employ on the basis of proximity to people that are in power? So we've picked that up. And the last one is local government. There are lots and lots of local government-related matters that are outstanding. Non-collection of refuse, and people saying, I don't have stable electricity, stable water, and other things.
Yeah.
We've learned a lesson, so we have to pick it up and deal with it.
Well, we hope you've learned the lessons, because we know, of course, that even in Gauteng, the factions that play out in your party nationally are also there. So you'll have to be careful how you manage that. You raise a number of local issues. I mean, those certainly have been at the forefront of many voters' minds. Does that mean then you'll try to take back some of the lost metros through, I don't know, some kind of arrangement, say, with the EFF?
It was heartwarming if you check voter patterns in some of the wards. I mean, in Johannesburg, for example, we won back almost 8 wards that were taken away from us by either EFF or DA. So if the election doesn't just come out, where local government elections will be in power immediately in Johannesburg. And if you check the voter patterns in Alexander, we've pushed back all political parties there. The ANC have won almost majority of the VDs there. So We're encouraged by that, but we're not sitting on our laurels. I can tell you, South Africans have sent a strong message to the ANC: adapt or perish. South Africans, they really feel that we need a strong wake-up call, and they've sent that strong wake-up call.
Yeah, I mean, you got 37% of registered voters. One will ask the question, how much of a mandate is it when so many people stayed away? But a more pointed question, does Makhura then stay as premier? If you are nominated by the NEC, will you accept?
David must continue. You don't have time to reconfigure the vehicle. We have to hit the ground running. If you have to go and reconfigure the vehicle, that's what South Africans don't want. They want us to push and push faster. They want us to redouble our efforts, which simply means that you have to put fuel that can take you a longer distance. You need to ensure that you've got fresh tires. You need to ensure that the engine can run. So if you're going to go and argue who must be a premier, who must lead who, and other things, you are very, very firm behind.
But you're more popular than he is, surely. You know that.
Not necessarily. We are a team, we're collectively working together, and I don't think that if you didn't give me the opportunity to be the MEC and work in that cabinet, I would be more popular. If you say I'm more popular,
okay.
I'm more popular because as a leader, that can listen, is a leader that can work within a team. And I really believe that you need to give him a chance and he'll deliver a better fight.
Good answer. Good answer. You passed that one. All right. Put on the other hat then, as outgoing MEC for Education, should you not be returned to that portfolio. This language issue is not going away. I mean, essentially the concerns that people are raising here is, are you in a clever way trying to get rid of Afrikaans schools in Gauteng? I mean, is that what it boils down to?
Surely not. Our approach is very simple, that you can't have children having a birthday party together, but when they have to go to a classroom together, you said, no, don't come in. I need somebody who can speak this language. I need somebody who was born in this area only. That is very wrong. If our children can play together, they can definitely study together. And if you can see the argument of the people that are stopping our online registration, they say, we want to enter the online registration, and when you enter it, you must get the list of all African-speaking schools so that we can select. We say, no, it's not a problem. We can make all languages to be there. If I need a closer-speaking schools, we can do that. Where we differ is when people say, when I want African schools, because I'm speaking African, I must be automatically taken there. I must not be put on a queue. I must not be interviewed. My child must get an automatic entry and be part of that school. We differ there. We say that if you qualify for a child to be in that school, yes, you'll be taken. But if you don't qualify and the other people that are qualifying and speaking another language, we'll take those people that are qualifying speaking another language on condition the state is ready to provide teachers, to provide textbook, and to provide resources.
Sure.
But if you want, it's one school only for a certain race, we can't allow that. And that's the reason why we felt that let's persuade each other.
Sure.
Let's not go to court because court will take long.
But if I have to come in there, I mean, you're framing it very cleverly, but ultimately what you're saying is, and this is the difficulty people have, is how do they as parents have no control over which school and importantly, which language their children are taught in? Because if you configure the way the application system in a way that doesn't accommodate language, effectively, these Afrikaans schools will go, however you frame it.
No. We say if an African school is full and fully utilized, why tamper with it? Because people have the right to be taught in their own language. Where we differ is when an African school is not fully utilized and you are converting the classroom that can be utilized by other children into catering or into dense classrooms so that no one comes in. That's where we differ. And you must remember, non-racialism is non-negotiable. And the foundation of non-racialism in this country must be within the classrooms. If you can't get it right inside the classrooms, we're not going to get it right as a country. And we can't labor the point that South Africa is a divided society.
Okay.
South Africa must be a united society, and non-racialism is non-negotiable, and non-racialism must be defended. And our children must sing, dance, and learn together under one roof.
All right, we'll leave it there. Banyaza Lesufi, the ANC Gauteng Deputy Chairperson and the outgoing Education MEC.